AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy, the champion jockey, joining me to look ahead to Charlie Holliday at Wetherby and a good card at Ascot as well, their first national hunt fixture of the season. And AP is on the line with me now. How are you, AP?
Very good, thank you. Looking forward to today's racing. Should be good.
Good, yes. Some exciting horses back out today, AP, and you're on a couple of interesting ones at Wetherby today. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, very much so. You know, as you said, the better horses are coming out now. You know, with racing around the country in the next few days, there's a good chance you might see the winner of the Gold Cup out. So, yeah, very much looking forward to getting going.
Okay, yeah, yes. So just before we get stuck into it, you mentioned might see the winner of the Gold Cup. Obviously, the Charlie Hall chase is quite a good indicator there. Is Takandasoy one that you look at in the yard as going on to become a Gold Cup horse?
He needs to improve a lot. He needs to prove his stamina. That's why he's running in Charlie Hall to find out if the 3 miles one is going to be his cup of tea or not. So we'll know a little bit more about Takandasoy as far as stamina and trip is concerned after today, that's for sure.
Okay, we'll move on to that race in due course. We'll start in the 12:55, which is a Class 3 novices hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And the betting is headed by Taj Badalandabad, who's 3-1. It's 100-30 for Gabriel the Great. Chieftain's Choice is 9-2, 9-1 for the Grey Taylor. Ardmay is 10-1, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board Chieftain's Choice here, AP, who showed promising bumpers, won one of them as well at Stratford. He makes his hurdling debut here. What do you make of his chances?
Yeah, hopefully he's a nice type of horse. As you said, he was good enough to win a bumper at Stratford. I'm not sure the form was overly strong, but he did win. And hopefully he's got a good chance. It's a very open race. The horses obviously that have ran. I mean, the horse at the top had some very good form early on the season, Gabriel the Great, but was disappointing last time at Perth when he ran. And the other obvious one is the Pipe Horse. He was a very impressive winner of his bumpers. A real jumping type and stays real well, so there's no doubt he's the one to beat. But an open race, hopefully Chieftain's Choice got a good chance.
Okay, hopefully Chieftain's Choice then in the opener. The 130 is the second race, and this is a Class 3 novices limited handicap chase over 2 miles, and the betting is headed by Solar Impulse, who's even money. It's 3-1 for Turnover Savola, 6-1 for Pair of Jacks, Halling's Comet is 9s, and then 14-1 are bigger prices for the other two runners. We have a non-runner here, number 3 Katachenko does not go. So we'll start here with the market leader, AP, Solar Impulse, who's even money this morning. And Paul Nichols won this race last year with Valcoda Tuzan, who arrived on the back of a second on his chase debut at Newton Abbott. So Solar Impulse has an identical profile. Do you see him winning this?
Yeah, I think so. He just got beat at Newton Abbott, just got ran out of it by Little John. That form wasn't too bad. Turnover Savola was a long way behind him, and he's got to improve a lot. You know, the others, there's little chances, but nothing of the form of Solar Impulse. Halley's Comet won a race with him, and obviously his Solar was definitely Newton Abbott. He's got a little bit of good form, but he's not that solid. Pair of Jacks obviously won last time. The horse Malcolm Jefferson won at Sedgefield, but again, just a step up. I think Solar Impulse is a good thing to balance.
Okay, Solar Impulse could be a good thing then in the 130. The 205 is the next race, and this is the Listed Mares Hurdle, which is over 2 miles and half a furlong. And the betting is headed by Aurore d'Estraval, who's 11-10. Emily Gray is 5-2, 13-2 for Bonfee. Claudant is 8-1, and then 12s are bigger prices for the others. John Quinn won this race last year with Cockney Sparrow and has the favourite here in Aurore d'Estraval, who ran well in the Grade 1 Juvenile Hurdle at Aintree on her latest appearance last season. You're on board today, AP. What do you make of her chances?
Yeah, I think she's got a very good chance on her Aintree run behind Qatar Pete. Is a fairly solid run in the Grade 1 Florio race there, so she's hopefully got a very good chance. She obviously won at Wetherby last year. She's got good, solid form. The obvious danger is obviously Emily Gray, who was third behind Little King Robin, who won again yesterday down Royal, has got phenomenal improve all the time. So Emily Gray has definitely got a good chance on that form, and the likes of Bonfee and that have been winning during the summer, so they've got to step up a lot, I think. For me, it looks like it's between the two horses, between Emily Gray and Aurora Destival, and I'm hoping that Aurora Destival will win.
Okay, on to the 2:40 next, which is the West Yorkshire Hurdle, a Grade 2 over 3 miles and 1 furlong, and only three of them in the lineup. And at Fisher's Cross is the 1-2 market leader. It's 7-2 for Cole Harden, and Medinas is 4-1. At Fisher's Cross, AP didn't win last year, but had one or two problems along the way, and a decent third, well, a good third in the World Hurdle, and placed in the Liverpool Hurdle and the World Series Hurdle in Punchestown. So that form sets the standard. Are you optimistic of returning to winning ways with him today?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's very disappointing he didn't win last year at all, but he probably wasn't as healthy as what you'd have liked, I think, throughout most of the season. But his form did get better towards the end of it. And hopefully any of his last three runs really is better form than Cole Harden or Medinas have shown. So if he reproduces any of his last three runs, then hopefully he should be good enough to win. The other horses are solid enough. Medinas was second to Tidal Bay in this race last year, and Cole Harden was a decent enough novice, was second in a Grade 1 entry, but hopefully if at Fisher's Cross is anyway healthy, hopefully he'll win.
Okay, the 3:15 is the big race on the card at whether it be the Charlie Hall Chase, a Grade 2 over 3 miles and 1 furlong. And some exciting runners in here. Sylvania Arco-Conti heads the betting at 11-10. 4-1 for Tak and the Soy. 13-2 for Menora. The Giant Bolster is 10s with Medami. 12-1 for Double Ross. And Wayward Prince is 20-1. Sylvania Arco-Conti, a previous winner of this, won the King George and the Entry Ball last season as well. And Paul Nichols feels that he's got him a bit further forward this year. So that's why he heads the betting. But you take him on with Tak and the Soy here, AP. You've mentioned that this is a bit of a fact-finding mission to see if he stays the trip and whether he can improve into a Gold Cup horse. So we'll probably start with him. What are your thoughts about Tak and the Soy?
Yeah, Tak and the Soy obviously won at Cheltenham last year, 2.5 miles. This is a first try at 3.1 miles. Really, as we said, it's a fact-finding mission to see if he is going to be a horse that's got enough stamina to perform in a Gold Cup. And it's as well find out early on in the year as waiting until later on. So that's why he's running today. His new run at Newton Abbott was a little bit disappointing. He's got to improve an awful lot on that. But his win at Cheltenham would obviously give him a good chance. There's no doubt that Sylvania Arco-Conti set the standard. A King George winner seems to love flat tracks. Won well at Aintree afterwards. A little bit unlucky in the Gold Cup. He's going to be very hard to beat, Sylvania Arco-Conti. Of the others, Menora is a decent, solid horse. Giant Bolster seems to perform best at Cheltenham and seems to love the Gold Cup track. Double Ross got brought down last time at Newton Abbott. Murdermate's got a bit to improve, and Wayward Prince has got loads to find. So Sylvania Arco-Conti is going to be very difficult to beat.
Okay. Just with the run at Newton Abbott as well for Tak and the Soy, AP, is that just because he needed the run, do you think?
I'm hoping he needed the run. I didn't get to ride him, so I'm not overly sure. But it was a disappointing effort, and he needs to step up an awful lot on that. But hopefully he will.
Okay. The 3:50 is the penultimate race on the card at Wetherby. This is a Class 3 handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, and no ride for you, AP, and quite an open race as well. 7-2 for Secrete Stream at the top of the betting. 9-2 for Shadow Paw. It's 6-1 for Earl's Quarter. Chase the Wind is 7s with Shimla Dawn and Matthew Riley, and then 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest, plenty in here with chances, AP. So which ones do you like?
Yeah, very open, as you said. Secret Screen Stream has got bits of good form. He was placed a couple of times at Wetherby earlier on last season. You know, he's got a decent enough chance. Matthew Riley actually is a horse that I think could be open to improvement. Was second a couple of times, so he built behind a couple of horses are okay. Sun Salito, Sunrise of Philip Hobbs, as he was second to him at Haydock, and he was second to 7th sign at Doncaster. That's not too bad. So I think at a bit of a price, I kind of like Matthew Riley. Of the others, Simon Don has got okay form. Has been hasn't ran for a long time either. So you're taking the fitness a little bit and trust. Did win at Market Raisin, but has got a bit to go. I like Matthew Riley at a bit of value. So Matthew Riley for me in this race.
Okay, Matthew Riley there. Then the final race at Weatherby this afternoon is the 4:20. We finish here with a Class 4 novices chase. It's over 3 miles and one furlong, and only three of them in the lineup, but nothing really between them in the betting. Blake Mount is 13-8. Kaisersberg is 7-4 and 15-8 for Doing Fine. And you take the ride on Doing Fine, AP. What do you make of this last race?
Yeah, he Doing Fine. He's improved on his win at Foss last time. He made pretty hard work of winning, but he did win. And he's got a penalty, so he's got to give them £7 as well. So it's going to be tough for him. Blake Mount was very unlucky not to win at Doncaster back in January in a Grade 2 hurdle. That's pretty solid form. You know, and then before that, he'd won at Newcastle. That's good solid form. Kaisersberg obviously won a handicap hurdle at Weatherby back in mid-October. And he's obviously going to be fit for having had the run. I think Blake Mount is probably the most potential in the race. He's going to be the one that's going to take all the beating for me.
Okay, Blake Mount in that one then. Just moving over to Ascot quickly for a couple of races there. The 3 o'clock is the William Hill Handicap Hurdle, which is a listed race over 2 miles, and Sign of a Victory heads the betting at 2-1. 11-2 for Mountain King, 13-2 for Dowellan. Laser Blazer is 7s, 12-1 for Kilcooley. Ted Spread and Violent Dancer are also 12s, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Quite a tricky race. Nicky Henderson's got quite a strong hand in here, and you'll know plenty about Get Me Out of Here, AP. So what are your thoughts in the 3 o'clock?
Yeah, you're right. It's a very tough race. There's no doubt. Get Me Out of Here, obviously he's been placed quite a lot of times, was second on his last run, the 1,000 Stars Ferry House. Before that, he got beat a short head by Whisper in one of the big handicaps at Cheltenham. So he's a good, solid horse. Hopefully he'll run a good race. Of the others, the likes of Leander Brazier, Alan Kings has been in good form. He's been an upward curve. Since he won at Stratford and Newton Abbott, he's gone up the best part of £15. So he's been in good form. Of the Nicky Henderson horses, there's no doubt that Sign of a Victory seems to be the more fancied one of them. He was a little bit unlucky at Ayr last year. He was carried up by a loose horse and just got beat by Vibrato Valtas. Before that, he'd won at Newbury. He's a horse that's definitely open to improvement. Mountain King of Philip Hobbs is, I thought, was one that definitely had a chance. He has had a run at Cheltenham back in October, and I could see him improving for the run. And Philip Hobbs, his horse is in great form. And then you have others like Violet Dancer of Gary Moores, has got bits of decent form in handicap horses. But yeah, very tough race. I quite like the Philip Hobbs horse, Mountain King. I think his horse is in great form, and I'm going to go for Mountain King.
Okay, Mountain King in the William Hill Handicap Hurdle, and the 3:35 is the United House Gold Cup Handicap Chase, which is a Grade 3 over 3 miles, and Lebec heads the betting at 11-2. 7-1 for Water Warrior. Royalco Defarge is 15-2. 8-1 for Mary King. Gevry Chambaton is 9s with Ardkilly Witness, and then 10-1 for Pass the Hat and 11s, or bigger prices for the others. 11-2 the field here, AP, just shows how open it is. There's plenty of them coming into this in winning form and with good form in the book. So which one would you choose if you had to go for one here?
Yes, there's no doubt. The Beck, obviously, I read the other day where Miller was talking, I'm up as a Gold Cup horse. We'll offer 149 if he's going to be a Gold Cup horse. He'd want to be winning here, that's for sure. So if you're listening to the trainer, then the Beck is obviously going to be very difficult to beat, because he's got the best part of £20-25 to find to be a Gold Cup horse. So he needs to win if that's going to be a possibility, but we'll have to wait and see with that. He had some good form, to be fair. He won at Cheltenham and he talked at her last year. He's probably got a chance, but a very open race. Gervais Chambertin of Pipes has been a little bit disappointing. He won a race the last time at Bangor. He was 1-4 and he was a huge price, I would think, going to the last, and managed to get up and win. Passed the Hat of Arthur Moores, fell last time at Limerick, but before that was a good second in the Kerry National. He's obviously had the benefit of having the run and being fit. Rocco Defarge of Philip Hobbs again has won at Cheltenham earlier on the season. He's going to be fit for having the run. Beano Grisio is a very solid horse, likes Ascot, has won around here a couple of times. He's not without a chance either. and What a Warrior of Dan Skelton's, won well on his first run for the McLoadlow, but has gone up, I think, £13 for winning. So he's got a bit in his plate to do that. And obviously, Venetia Williams' Katenko is the other one. Very tough race. I mean, if you're, as I said, Lebec is, if he's going to be a Gold Cup horse, he's going to have to win. And the other one I never mentioned, which is John Joe O'Neill's Mary King. He runs well fresh. He's not without a chance either. I'd like to see Mary King winning if I could pick any of them. But I do think that Lebec is the one to beat.
Okay, Lebec, the one to beat in that one then. Thank you very much, AP. Good good stuff. Been a pleasure to speak to you again, and good luck at Weatherby this afternoon.
Good man. Thanks, man.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.